Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Ayin Dala, Menachos 74. Today's Daf Yomi is discussing the bringing of a Minchas Chote, of a Mincha that's brought for sin by a Kohen. So says our Gemara that there is a Braisa. Rabbi Shimon says that the Minchas Chote of a Kohen, that offering is Nikmetzes. They do take a Kemitza from it, the Hakometz Karv Bifnei Atzmo, and the Kemitza, which is the handful that's scooped up, that's brought by its own, Vashirayim Karevim Bifnei Atzmo. Typically speaking, the remnants of a mincha offering are eaten, but by a kohen, none of his mincha offerings are eaten. So by the minchas chote of the kohen, here too, the remnants are brought up on their own on the altar. Comes along Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon, and he says differently. He says, HaKometz Karav Bifnei Atzmo. The Kometz is indeed brought by itself. Ma'ashirayim Mispazrin Al Beis Hadeshin. But the remnants, the remaining part after the Kometz, they are not offered. They are scattered over the Beis Hadeshin, which is where the ashes of the altar are typically placed. So, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, we have to analyze this braisa, says Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Hava be Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan himself was wondering about this braisa. Beis Hadeshin Nehecha. Where is this Beis Hadeshin that Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon is referring to? If it's the case, Idulamala, if it's the case that he's referring to a place on top of the altar itself where the ashes are gathered on top of the altar, well, indeed, says Rabbi Yochanan, that can't be, because Hainu Avua, then in fact, Rabbi Elazar is saying the same teaching as his father, because they're both saying that the shirayim are placed upon the top of the altar, and indeed then there's no difference or very little difference between the opinion of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon. V'ido amata, and if indeed he's talking about it's being placed below the altar on the floor of the courtyard to the east of the ramp, which is where they place every morning the trumas hadesh and the ashes that they remove from the altar. If that's the case, how could that be? Yesh lecha davar shekarev l'mata? Is there anything which is really from the very beginning is supposed to be an offering, but the place for that offering is supposed to be on the floor of the courtyard? There's no comparison to that. So therefore, what could Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Shimon be saying? That's the question that Rabbi Yochanan was analyzing. Comes along Rabbi Abba and he says, Dilma Ibud, maybe indeed the intent of Rabbi Eliezer is to place it on the floor of the courtyard below. And indeed, he's placing it there not for the purpose of bringing it, but that is the place, that it's something that is going l'ibud, that the place of this shirayim was intended from the very beginning to be wasted, and wasted on the floor of the courtyard, and not actually offered on the altar. So when Rabbi Abba said this, says the Gemara, very, very harsh expression, achiku alei, the Bnei Yeshiva started laughing at Rabbi Abba, and they said, v'chi yeshecha davar shekarv l'ibud, do we have any other comparison where something is brought, and right away when it's brought, it's supposed to be destroyed? And so they were laughing at Rabbi Abba. But then ironically, the Gemara cites a braisa that supports Rabbi Abba, that there is another case where something is brought and it's immediately destroyed. So indeed, Tani Avuad Rabbi Abin, he cites a braisa, because it says in the verse, Kol Minchas Kohen Kalil Tiyeh Lo Siachel, every mincha of a Kohen shall be burnt, it shall not be eaten. And we learn from there, L'achila Hikashtia V'lo L'davar Acher, that it is compared to eating and not to anything else. So the Gemara is going to clarify what this braisa means fully. But in any event, this at a simple level, this verse is comparing the mincha of the chavitin with the mincha of the kohen, and is comparing it and saying that they're not, that they are not only not eaten, and that is the situation, that the minchas chavitin is brought and the minchas chote of a kohen is not brought, but it has a kemitza, and the shirayim are indeed going to straight on the floor of the ground. So we see from here that he has a braisa that supports his position, that there's a verse that basically says that we're supposed to take the mincha chote of the kohen and the sin offering, the grain sin offering of the kohen, and place it on the ground, because it's compared to the other offering of the kohen, the chavitin, only with respect to the fact that they shall not eat it, but not with respect to the fact that the entire thing is brought up on the altar. And so there is the support for Rabbi Abba's position. But we see from here a fundamental point, that they laughed at Rabbi Abba. And how could they do that? How could they laugh at his question? Is that a way the Torah scholars are supposed to behave? And in fact, we do see this in several places in the Shas, that sometimes a person said something and the response to it was very, very harsh. So what are we supposed to do with this? So the Chavos Yair discusses this, Rabbi Yair Bachrach, he discusses this question, and he says, first of all, sometimes when we see such harsh language, it's saying the idea is that the scholars of the Talmud couldn't imagine that, in fact, this rabbi said that, because they said he's so smart, he would never have said such a position. And that's one way to approach it. Another approach is that they're saying that they were indeed speaking harshly because they were trying to show their students that you can't relax in your Torah study, that you have to be on top of your game. And they didn't say this out of anger, but they said it as a pedagogical method, which is, to my mind, also very harsh, because it's very difficult to say that that's the proper way to educate people by laughing at them. But that is another answer that the Chavos Yair gives. And he gives another answer that sometimes the people who are speaking harshly were saying it to those people who are greater than them, and they were saying it to their teachers, and this shows the humility of the teachers, that even though they were being spoken to in this manner, they accepted it because they recognized that this was all for the purpose of Torah study. And so therefore he's basically saying, since everything was done out of humility on the part of the teachers, the Gemara includes it to show that they weren't afraid of their students challenging them, even in almost a mocking form. I would say that anybody listening today, that we have to be extraordinarily careful and don't try this at home. Meaning to say, it's one thing to say that the great scholars of the Talmud, who had extraordinary ability to make distinctions that go beyond our ability, they spoke like that. We don't necessarily understand it, but we shouldn't speak like that in our conversations, and we should speak respectfully, and God forbid, to mock other people.